Blog Talk Radio.
Song Forever Unto Time. Remember, Forever Unto Time is about love. This will be on Twitter, so I hope everybody listens, the whole world, pop stars, kings, queens, everyday life people. Well, anyway, this episode is about Dove Knight, the rock singer, and his life. Now, Dove Knight, the performer, which is me, it's really the reason why I became a performer is because of my life, my environment, and you know, you can hear it in the songs that were released. I made songs that were graphically describing what was going on in my environment, because how I write, my songwriting is by my experiences. I looked around and like, oh, and then I just start writing about it because it's a release, because I had so much pain. Because I came from an environment where I was targeted when I was a small kid, adolescence, ostracized. I was a complete outcast, you know. I felt alienated, considered odd. Growing up, you know, 7, 15, you know, and 16, I didn't feel accepted. Kids made fun of me. I was bullied. I was fighting with people. And, you know, growing up in upstate New York, I felt like the walls were closing in. So I discovered rock music as early teenager, you know. Van Halen, you know, I saw Van Halen, and I knew Kiss. You know, it's like, yeah, I like Van Halen, David Lee Roth era. Yeah, I like that. Motley Crue, I discovered them earlier. I actually saw Smoking in the Boys' Room, and I was like, wow. Then I heard Shout at the Devil. So I was like, very interesting. They rebel. Rebel. But that was my way of just observation. But it really didn't click till I saw Guns N' Roses. And I thought, oh, wow. The Straitjacket and Welcome to the Jungle. Because I felt like I was in a straitjacket. I wasn't literally in the straitjacket, but I felt my life I was in a straitjacket. You know, the scene with the Axel in the straitjacket looking at all those TVs. That's how I felt my life has been when I was a kid. So I related to that. But I had to develop my own talents and my own self to be my own person and sing in my own way to express what I really felt. But as I went on, I just started writing and writing. But writing wasn't the gift that started. It was the singing. So the singing. So singing to just sing. I didn't think I was, you know, going to go in that direction. So I just started singing just to release the pain, the pressure. So it was more to release. To think that I had a great voice, I was already going in the direction of music, but I didn't think about that. I thought it was just to release. So I thought, oh, this feels good to just sing, you know. So, oh, it feels good. I feel better. So I sing. And then I sing. When I sang and sang and sang, I'm like, oh, I got to do it again. Sing. So I guess maybe this will, you know. So, you know, and if you hear it in the song Outcast, when I did that song, it was released, it's on Vivo and all over YouTube, you'll see it on all over the websites or whatever. That was my expression of how I felt when I was young. I was ostracized. I was ostracized because they thought I was too odd or too crazy, which I wasn't, even though I acted very goody or I was just troubled. And the troubledness is because I didn't have a great life. And I had to overcome to raise my self-esteem. If you look at the Seattle groups, you know, like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, I really fitted there because it was the meaningful, sad and meaningful music. So Outkast is expression. I didn't know about the Seattle movement because, you know what, by that time, I was out here in Hollywood area. I'm trying to be a performer. And I was writing songs just like they were. Identical. If you look at Kurt Cobain's songs like Lithium, or you look at Kurt Cobain's like Smells Like Teen Spirit. You know, Smells Like Teen Spirit is one of them, but you look at or Rape Me or something like that. I was just not as blamed, but I wrote songs very similar. Or Pearl Jam. Jeremy or something like that, you know, daughter, you know, you can hear. But I related to that kind of expression, sad but meaningful. Because when I sang, that was the instrument. When I wrote, it was just another part of me. And then, of course, I played the little instruments here and there, you know. But I've written from the heart. I actually did not write to necessarily appease other people. I wrote or I made songs to just took release. Whatever came out of me just came out. I wasn't even thinking about how the value of what I was writing would it make it a big hit or something. I was only thinking about what was truly coming out of me at that stage of my life, at that stage when I wrote it. You know, it was just like, ugh, whatever. That's all I can write about. So that's that. So Outkast is that. And then Unique. If you hear the song Unique, there's, you know, several videos, you know. That is what happened after I got to Hollywood, how Hollywood treated me, some people. More and more added on stuff and rebellion, more anger toward the world, because, again, it brought up those alienated feelings I had from upstate New York or Buffalo or whatever, Rochester, and coming out here, it was brought up more alienation that, oh, you don't think, accept me because you don't think, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, my voice, okay, or the way I look. So it's like, don't you think this is more important about the music? I mean, come on, this is a good song, you know. And then it's like, okay, we all have our opinions. But I thought it was superficial, you know, because it should, you know, rock and roll music, you know, let me tell you what rock and roll music is about. It's about rebellion. And, you know, either, you know, it's about emotions. I mean, my voice is not, I'm singing it, you know, I'm not screaming, because screaming is part of it. But the truth of the matter is with rock music, for one, it's the guitar. The electric guitar is the primary instrument, because it's really what the solos and the guitar is, what is the main part. I mean the singing and the bass and drums and all that other stuff is very important too, but it's kind of like they're kind of like a supporting role, because the guitar is really carries the whole song. It's the electric guitar and the raspiness. If you got a low, you know, low emotion or a scream, a high pitch scream, you know, that's what it was about. Or you sing it. But it's the uniqueness and the rebellion that's about it. It's different from pop or R&B or something like that, where it's really nice, it's really careful, you know, you hit that note, you know, it's so great, you know, beautiful. But it's more like you just, you know, you release it, your emotion. The vocalist is the attitude. It's more than attitudes. It's just expression. It's about, you know, so it's about actually knowing how to write and sing it and express it. So when somebody said, I can't do it, I'm like, well, that's an opinion. I realize there's so many opinions and many people got rejected, okay? It's in Hollywood. It's just always Hollywood. It's just the way that some people make it and some people don't. But I believe that everybody can make it if you go on social media, and I believe that you can make it if you really think about it, because now, as we speak in 2016, if you have a song that you want to release, you don't need a record company no more. All you have to do is just go through one of those, you know, you can go through, if you want to go to Diddle Music, you can go to all those little special websites, and you just send them a song, and they send it to iTunes, and there you go. People can buy it. You can get your songs on iTunes now. So you can become a part of the industry if you have a song, you record it. And but in the days like Ivan Thru, I was just, the record company level, a record company executive put me down. Because I was a waif. A waif meaning I was homeless. I was extremely poor. I mean, I'm extremely, you know, I'm impoverished in some ways still, but don't get let me go there. I really was. And I had this demo tape to give him. So, you know, unique is like overcoming the obstacles, you know. I ain't going to let someone take my Hollywood dream away. They rejected me, but it can still be out there no matter what happens. If it's out there for people to buy and stuff, it came true. And then you just heard Forever and Through Time. You know, Forever and Through Time, you know, the singles is just it's about love, you know, just finding the right person. If you haven't been in love like me, then you finally find somebody who accepts you and really love you, then you feel lucky, right? Yeah. But Dove Knight, the singer, I have a lot of recordings. I spoke about a lot of overcoming obstacles, you know. A lot of Hollywood hopefuls have been through a lot, too. And I did come across a lot of singers and actors they're trying to make it. You know, they went through a lot of hardship. So it's hard to be an artist. But this thing called music and art, you know, creativity is just it's more important. It doesn't matter where you are or where you go or where you live. You can be in a small town or stay there or whatever, or go to the big cities to make it. New York, LA is the place for rock and rollers, or Nashville's for country or whatever. You can also stay in your own town. If you create for the rest of your life. It's so important to create. It's more important than any value. You can't place a value on creativity, and that's how I feel. But the troubleness and the ostracism and the extreme hardships and bad luck have propelled me as I was young to adolescence to be a rock and roller, a rebel against everything. Of course, I'm not like that as much as I used to be, but I'm also aware of reality. Like I said in my song, Unique, you know, it's like, ooh. Reality. It's hard, you know, because, you know, being told to be something or look like something that I can't be. I thought it was jeopardizing my individuality. So that's how it is. So if you're a creator like me and like to write music, for me, I realize that I have to, it's more important about the message. And singing, you know, singing is just, I love to sing, you know. I think I got a great voice, yes. But I think it's beyond the singing. It's just the expression, the message of what I'm trying to say. Because if you listen to Unique, I had a hard life, but I overcame it. Those are the lyrics. I am not destined to have my heart broken. What that means is, that's what a lot of Hollywood hopefuls or people who are trying to break into business feel. A lot of them had hard lives. They come from a lot of them that experience had hard lives, and they try to make their dreams happen. And you know what? And one last thing I'm going to say is that before I get to talking about the iTunes, is no matter what age you are, no matter where you come from, in my opinion, you know, for me, you got to create. If you want to release a record, go ahead. You can make a hit record at 80. And another thing, I know that artists like me are going to get the put downs in everyday life. People say, I can't sing. I always mention the naysayers, Because that's one of the dream killers, part of the dream killing machine. It's not just how I feel. It's like, oh, I can't do it or whatever. It's about when somebody put my music down and said, I can't sing. And I'm going to repeat. When I look at the hear the naysayers, there are two columns for them. One column is the people who are not musicians. They're not songwriters. They're not any way involved in the business. They probably listen to jazz, pop music, listen to something, you know, Justin Timberlake, Mariah Carey, Beyonce. Or they love that type of music. Or listen to R&B. They don't listen to AC/DC. They don't listen to Guns N' Roses. They don't listen to Pearl Jam. They don't listen to those type of groups. Okay? They're someone that I ignore because they don't know the difference. How rock music is, period. You listen to it, that's it. When I was in the recording studio recording some of my rock songs, I started to sound really pretty. And the producer said, I said, what do you mean? You have to sing the song more raspy or scream or deeper. I said, okay. Okay, there you go. It's over. Capiche? So the thing is, it doesn't matter. So I'm not going to listen to somebody who don't know what they're talking about. But then there's the other column, the people who do. They probably listen to rock. They're probably in rock and roll. They're probably expert. They probably may even be a successful performer or whatever. And they put me down. I will say for those people, yeah, they may know, but that's just their opinion. There are lots of opinions in the business. And I don't think most performers and most people in the music business will never put another aspiring artist down. They will never do that. Or they would never tell, oh, you can't make it because the way you look. What we know about music is about how the first thing that the most important thing for what I know about what I was told about the music business is the song. If the song is so important, that's the most important. If it sells, blank, everything else. But more importantly, I'm going to get back to what I was saying. If they put you down and they're in the business or whatever, I'm going to say to those, I don't listen to them either because that's like, it's so many opinions. It's so many opinions. Creativity, the uniqueness of creativity have so many opinions. There is somebody in their business who will say yes when somebody else say no. So that's all I have to say. So when I listen to opinions on the naysayers, I had to just look up, turn my nose up, and keep going. Because Dove Knight, the singer, has overcame so many obstacles and has been put down so much. Dove Knight has sang and did a lot of things and been hindered from expressing himself. But he has rebelled in trying to be himself. Dove Knight is me. So I hope you can listen to my songs and to all those who are performers, continue, because creativity is so important. No matter what happens, you know. You can find my song on iTunes. But I got to create for the rest of my life because it's part of who I am. And I will never hinder anybody else's creativity. Let all your dreams come true, and so do and so minds. Make all our wishes and fantasies become a reality. You have a good night. From Dove Knight.